Maybe the sky's falling down around the babies. Maybe the world is gonna spin out of control. I don't care anymore.
Welcome to the Traders Cube Podcast, the intersection of trading, insight, and accessible strategies. I will be your host, Todd Anderson, and I'll be simplifying the vast landscape of trading information into manageable, digestible facts and insights. Our episodes are designed to transform knowledge into action, empowering you to trade with confidence. Elevate your trading approach and navigate your way to success with Traders Cue, featuring Todd Analytics. This podcast offers educational insights only, not legal or financial advice. Traders Cue is not liable for any outcomes from the use of this content. Opinions shared may not reflect those of the host or management.
Welcome back to yet another Traders Cue podcast featuring yours truly, Todd Analytics. Today, we are taking a quick dive into Vivos Inc., which trades under the ticker symbol RDGL, that is Romeo Delta Golf Lima, on the OTCQB market index. Now, Vivos Inc. is a late-stage development company engaged predominantly in the development of brachytherapy devices for therapeutic applications. For those who may be unfamiliar with the vernacular, brachytherapy, or what is sometimes called internal radiation, is a type of radiation therapy to treat cancer, but unlike more conventional and intensive forms of radiation, Vivos' proprietary injectable precision radionuclide therapy, or PRNT, permits oncologists and veterinarians to deliver higher doses of the compound yttrium 90 to effectively treat cancers. Now, as of this recording, which is April 2nd, 2024, Vivos earlier yesterday did confirm it is in the final stages of completing all FDA requirements in preparation of its investigational device exemption, or IDE. This submission will come later this quarter in addition to first full quarter financials as well. An IDE is essential for experimental devices that require human trials prior to FDA market approval. And I'll provide more info on this a little bit below later. So this episode will focus on Vivos Inc. and its innovative portfolio across medical and veterinary sectors via its proprietary and potentially revolutionary precision radionuclide therapy. So let's get into this. Vivos Inc. has evolved into a competitive venture as a direct result of the efforts and commitments of its CEO, Dr. Michael Kurenko, in addition to other esteemed executives, consultants, and advisory board members who are collectively pioneering new legacy pathways in preventative and diagnostic cancer treatment. Now, I want to pause briefly to encourage listeners to research this rather prolific background of these innovators and advisors, starting with Dr. Kurenko, who holds nearly 30 patents and possesses extensive experience in nuclear applications, while his team's credentials span a range of industries, sectors, and specialties. This includes human oncology, radiation therapy, nuclear physics and science, with Vivos's advisory board comprised of notables of similar acumen, but also spanning to neuroradiology, veterinary oncology, and veterinary orthopedics. And such talent achieves milestones, as we will see with the forthcoming IDE, that command public market share as great as the company's pipeline is visionary. And I want to address one more rather significant milestone, since we're on that subject, that had occurred not even a couple of weeks earlier on March 22nd, when Vivos made headlines with its OTCQB certification. For those unfamiliar with this designation, the OTCQB, it's also known as the Venture Market, is a mid-tier equity platform for early stage and developing U.S. and international companies. Now, to qualify, firms must adhere to specific reporting standards. Now, this includes maintaining a minimum 1 cent bid price, submit annual verification and management certification, provide audited financial statements, and there are other caveats associated with the minimum number of shareholders, share counts, and public float. And as important is, companies in bankruptcy are not eligible. And this significantly reduces the risk of fraud that is more common to the OTC pink equities. Now, considering the demanding criteria for such certification, this upgrade does represent what we feel here at TradersQ.com, a landmark achievement spearheaded by CEO Dr. Michael Kurenko and his reputable team of talent that not only elevates the stature of Vivos, but also reinforces its pledge to uphold the highest standards of financial reporting and operational integrity, as will be evidenced in the company's forthcoming full quarterly business update. Moving to the company's pipeline and portfolio, the FDA granted breakthrough device designation back in December of 2023 to Radiogel, the company's flagship medical approach to combating cancer. Radiogel is a precision radionuclide therapy device for delivering therapeutic radiation into solid metastatic tumors common in human lymph nodes and associated with thyroid cancer. Affected patients who are either not surgical candidates or who have declined surgery will now have an outpatient treatment option that is far less invasive, again, compared to those traditional approaches. And I just want to emphasize here quickly a little bit about this designation. So a breakthrough device designation does indicate that the FDA recognizes, in this case, Radiogel, as a potentially significant advancement in medical technology for treating or diagnosing cancers. This classification not only highlights the device's innovative aspects, but also it would expedite its development and attendant review process. Now, in Radiogel's case, this designation accelerates its path toward human clinical trials and eventual market introduction, ushering in a new era of minimally invasive outpatient cancer therapy via an injectable that delivers more than 90% of its full course therapy within 10 days. The 6-week timeline common to traditional radiation therapies and their attendant side effects will be no more, as Radiogel will either diminish or prevent such treatments. As mentioned before, Vivos is actively engaged with the FDA on its pre-submission IDE for Radiogel that, once approved, again will permit the company to begin immediate human trials on lymphatic thyroid cancers. Now, in what we could perhaps call a parallel stride towards excellence, Vivos Incorporated has innovative therapeutic cancer treatments in the veterinary field specifically for canines, felines, and equines with IsoPet, which is essentially a different iteration of Radiogel that also has garnered FDA classification as a medical device, thus enabling its use in veterinary hospitals and clinics without needing pre-market approval. Now consider this, there are about 150 million, if not more than 150 million pet dogs and cats, with over 33% of households owning at least one dog and just shy of that 33% owning at least one cat. Cancer affects 50% of dogs over the age of 10 and 1 in 4 dogs under the age of 10. Now, cancer in cats is somewhat less common than in dogs, where only about 1 in 5 cats develop cancer. Cats tend to mask illnesses a little bit better, making cancer much more challenging to detect. And as a result, when vets diagnose cats with cancer, the disease is likely to be at a much later stage than you would perhaps see in dogs. And aside from skin tumors, cancer is very rare for diagnosis in horses compared to humans and other small animals. However, the true prevalence of many types of cancers in horses may be underestimated since diagnosis requires a clinic visit that proves to be a bit logistically difficult for some owners. Now, animal hospitals and certified regional clinics using IsoPet presently include those in the states of Washington, Missouri, Maryland, New York, New Hampshire, and Indiana. And the company remains in active discussions with certified expansions in Wisconsin, Texas, California, and again, Washington. And the availability of IsoPet will undoubtedly expand as the company's pipeline grows in eminence. It is quite clear that Vivos is not resting on its laurels, with plans to expedite human clinical trials for Radiogel and expand the IsoPet network internationally. The company continues its power moves towards sustained growth and innovation in medical and veterinary oncology. In today's episode, we've addressed how Vivos Incorporated exemplifies the spirit of innovation, leadership, and strategic growth. From regulatory achievements and leadership commitments to groundbreaking treatments and global expansion plans, Vivos is undoubtedly shaping the future of medical and veterinary healthcare. Vivos is committed to providing shareholders with complete up-to-the-minute information, and the company encourages investors to visit OTC markets to access the most current data and activity. A full quarterly business update again is forthcoming. Thank you again for joining us on Traders Q Podcast, featuring yours truly, Todd Analytics. And this host here wants to give a shout out to Bill Zonios. That is Z-O-N-I-O-S at Bill Zonios on X for helping this brother out by providing me with some critical information about Vivos. Stay tuned for more insights and explorations into the dynamic world of stock coverage and market analytics here at TradersQ.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Traders Q featuring Todd Analytics. Remember, our insights aim to empower your trading journey, not to replace professional advice. Until next episode, safe trading.